Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your host, the Jazz Queen, and Mike Reynolds.
Okay, this is... Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. I am laughing because my co-host, Mike Reynolds, is on the phone talking about climbing the walls to get into the Capital Jazz Fest. Now, we may need to cast around the hat to get some bail money out for him because he's definitely going to get arrested.
That's right, because I am now at the top of the gate. I'm almost over the gate. Everybody knows
that
Chris Hunt lets nobody in for free, okay? And these prices that went up, there's a recession. I am on the top of the gate. I'm almost down on the bottom on the other side, okay?
Pass around the hat. We need to take up a collection for Mike's bail money because he's definitely going to get arrested probably before the end of the show. Welcome to the show, everyone. Anisha, Boeing's Francisco, welcome to the chat room. Our guest, Joel, is in the chat room as well. He is JDR Guitar. Joel, I just have to warn you that you enter into my chat room on your own risk. That's all I have to say. They are crazy, especially now that Lori is here. Thank you. Welcome, Lori. Hey, Joel from Germany. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to talkingsmoothjazz.com and click on Joel Del Rosario's name, and that will bring you right into the chat room. If you would like to call in and speak with Joel, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. All right. Hans Byrne from smoothjazz.de says about Joel, with George Benson-like fluidity, Joel Del Rosario rivals on his new album, Coast to Coast, every proficient smooth jazz guitarist. Joel, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you very much, Terry. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And Michael Reynolds.
And that's a great review from Smooth Jazz. .de about your CD. That is a great review. So congratulations on Coast to Coast.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So tell us about the process. Tell us about this CD.
Well, the CD's taken about like 3 years to come up. About 3 years ago, I had spoken with another radio personality down from New York, Gary Tan. We were talking about it. I mean, he had my second CD, and he said, you know what? Why don't you go ahead and listen to these folks like 480 East or, you know, some other smooth jazz artists and see if you can come up with an album, you know, similar or, you know, something comparable. So that's where I started the whole process of Coast to Coast, you know. So it's been 3 years, you know, and I finally got it to where I wanted it. You know, it took a lot of time, but I'm really satisfied, and I'm, you know, for the first time, I feel comfortable with a product that I'm pushing out there.
And I have to say to the listeners, I think you're going to enjoy the music that we have for you. I'm going to try and play all of the songs that I have so you will have a good feel of this CD. Joel, I remember when you sent me Hey, It's the Weekend, like the early part of last year, and I heard that, and I sent it to Mike. I said, Mike, you've got to hear this. And I fell in love with it the first time I heard it. It's one of my favorites on the CD, along with Seattle. And some people know why, but love it.
Great.
I know you've been talking to Mike a lot about the CD as well. So share some of that conversation that you guys have had.
Actually, when I shared the, you're one of actually the first people that I had shared my music with. It's just been, can you believe it's only been a year that all this music has been coming out and that I've made, that I've contacted, you know, you. And actually, Mike Reynolds has been a big factor in the process of writing actually one of the songs and also naming that same song. We were talking about, there's a song on the album called Coast to Coast, which is the title track for the whole album. And I had called Mike, and we chatted on Facebook, you know, we chat all the time. And I told him, Mike, like, you know, what's this genre of music called, the step music? You know, because I wasn't really familiar with it. And, you know, he said, oh, man, you know, where have you been? So, you know, he told, you know, I finally found out what the Chicago step, you know, dance style is, and, you know, listen to some of the music because it was just fantastic, really captivated me. So that's when I started writing Coast to Coast, the album, which was unnamed at the time. And actually, later on down the line, a couple of months down the line, when I was close to finalizing the project and getting it pressed and getting it mixed and mastered, Mike Reynolds also came up with a fantastic title for the album, Coast to Coast. So, you know, and I say that on my liner notes as well. So you have to. So that everybody knows, Mike Reynolds of Talking Smooth Jazz, you know, has been a big part of this process.
Oh, thank you for
All right.
That's nice. Thank you for that, Joe.
Hey, not, you take credit cards, right? And
oh, man, right about now, I'll take whatever you got, okay?
All right.
I want to read a review from Tony Exum Jr. On this CD. Joe Del Rosario brings the fresh, unique, stylistic, funky, exciting, spiritual music that this genre needs. He is such a humble cat. Looking forward to him recording a legendary, becoming a legendary musician. He is awesome. The new generation of contemporary jazz is emerging. So that's great. And you've had some really great reviews on your website. You can see all of those on Joe's website, jdrjazz.com. Some great reviews on there as well. So now, Joe, what are your favorites on the CD?
Oh, okay. Well, the first when I wrote Hey, It's the Weekend, which was the first track that came out, actually, that was my favorite. I was like, you know, when I heard the song, I said, this is gonna be a pretty good album. Because we're starting off right. We got a nice up-tempo, catchy, you know, song out there. So, Hey, It's the Weekend is one of my favorites. There's a blues song I have out there, you know, called, you know, They That Wait, which is a remix of a song, a gospel song that we do here, you know, at church. And my other favorite is Been Good to Me, which is a song that I wrote for my daughter, Kelly.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, well, Mike, unless you have a question, I'm going to go right into some music.
No, not really. Just yeah, let's just go and get into the music because the music is hot. Like I said, I really love the music, love the CD, and like I said, Joe is a very good artist, and I'm just glad that he doesn't play the saxophone. So let's get into some music.
Okay. Well,
no,
one
I
of my favorites on... One of my favorites on the CD is Hey, It's the Weekend, and smoothjazz.de says about this song, Hey, It's the Weekend, it's like Saturday Night Fever meets smooth jazz. So this is Hey, It's the Weekend. Okay, I have to play this again. I have to play this one again. Sorry, got to play it again. Rosario's Coast to Coast CD. Love it. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Love that. Okay, so we lost Mike, so hopefully he'll call back in shortly and not from the police station, hopefully. All right. Okay, Joel. Oh, here's Mike. Let me get him back on. So, gosh, that song. Hey, Mike. Hey. That song is just awesome. I love that song. What was your inspiration for that?
I like to listen to the old soul, you know, music. And I grew up listening to the Temptations, the Spinners. You know, my dad used to play those songs all the time on the 12-inch. And I don't know. It just came out. You know, when I started laying down the bass line, I really loved the bass line and the falling strings. It totally reminded me. Someone told me of the Philadelphia sound. So when I had those falling strings in there, I just knew that I had to, you know, try to emulate that whole, you know, the whole sound of the 70s. You know, and I hope people like it. You know, that they love it.
Oh, I think so. very much so. All right, I'm going to go into the next song. The next song is called Seattle, and this is another favorite of mine, not because I want to move there, but just because it's a really nice song as well. So tell me about this one.
Oh, this one, you know what? I love Seattle, too. You know, when I've been to Seattle a couple of times with my family, and it's just such a beautiful place. Kind of reminds me of San Francisco back in the 80s. But Seattle has a special, you know, Seattle has a special place, you know. I love seeing beautiful places, and Seattle is one of them. So I decided to write this song and, you know, title it Seattle, you know, in memory of, like, just the good things, the good people out there, people really nice, and it's just, you know, just fantastic. So, you know, that's how Seattle came.
Yes, I agree. All right, we're talking to guitarist Joel Del Rosario about his new CD, Coast to Coast. If you would like to speak with Joel, the number is 646-716-5485. This is Seattle. Junior, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. What's up, Joel?
Now,
hey, what's going on, sir? How are you doing, Tony? Nice to pass by.
So, Tony, I understand that you and Joel are working on a song together.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I can't wait.
Oh, tell us about this, Joel.
Well, Tony's been a great friend. I mean, we've been talking for the longest time. I said, wouldn't it be cool to just work on something together? So, Tony, he posts these great songs from, like, all eras, you know, like the 80s, the 90s, the 70s. And I remember one time he took me back, you know, to when I was in high school. And he, I don't know what song it was, but I said to myself, why don't we go ahead and work on this track? And I had this video of, what's the name of that song? I just drew a blank. Everything I Miss at Home.
Yeah, that's it.
Everything I Miss at Home, and it's just the songs back in the early 90s, or the late 90s. Yeah, it's just fantastic. So I said, we've been talking, so I sent him the tracks, and I'm just waiting for the sax parts, and when we get it done, we'll go ahead and blast it out and share it with people.
Yeah.
Now, is there going to be any vocals on this song?
You know what? There could be. I also have Will Clark on it. I'm going to have him play the keyboards on it. And I know that he has several singers available, so definitely. We'll definitely consider that. Because, I mean, the chorus on that song, has a lot of harmony and vocals on it. So, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, cool. Well, that's great. Well, Mike is back. Hey, Mike.
Mike,
I think
you got
arrested.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Y'all hear me?
Yeah.
As y'all can see, I'm in a camp with a jazz now. I made it over the gate. The police didn't catch me, so I'm here now. And I'm about to hook up with Marcus Anderson.
Anderson
is at the jazz fest, so we're about to hook up in a minute and meet up and everything. So.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
All right.
So what's going on, Tony?
Not too much, man. I'm on my way to rehearsals for the jazz fest here in Colorado. So,
okay.
We put together
a good
show.
Yeah, we definitely going to get some stuff together with Tony and for Joel. So, Tony and Joel, right there. Tony, Joel, and I'm also trying to hook up something with Junior Vaughn as well. So, we're still looking out for something like that to go down. So, like the new generation of contemporary jazz, we're going to get this thing done.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, Joel, when is the song? When do you guys expect to release the song? Everything I Miss at Home.
You know what? As soon as we get the sax and the keyboard, Will Clark's going to be coming by here at the Bay Area in July because we're going to be doing a show together. So he's going to lay down the keyboard and stuff. I'm just waiting on Tony's saxophone part, and then from then on it'll be a straight shot. It'll be easier. So I'd say about maybe like a month or two.
By the end of July, because I'm almost actually done with my parts. I'm going to go back probably later on in the month and just clean up everything. I've laid a scratch track down for that song, so I'm going to listen to it again and make sure it's what I like, and then if I have to redo it, I will, and then get it out to you. So I should be done with my parts in a couple of weeks, so we can knock this out here pretty soon.
Oh yeah, definitely. I know you put the magic on there every time, just like your. Tony definitely puts a lot of magic on there. I mean, I just love the way he plays. I mean, the YouTube videos that I've seen so far, it's just fantastic. And not only that, Tony, I just want to tell people you're a fantastic guy, fantastic artist.
Oh, thanks, man.
Very personable, no ego or anything like that. It's, working with people like you is just such a joy for me,
Oh, I appreciate it, man. And then likewise, just when I hear your record, I'm sitting thinking, like, people need to know who this cat is. I felt the same way about Julian Vaughn. Like, you don't know who this guy is? And you say you know
right.
jazz, but you don't know Julian Vaughn? And I thought, with you, I was just talking about you, just to let you know, I was at a sound check for a minute yesterday for a band in Denver, and I was talking to the guitarist, and he was like, so any new guitar players out? And he was the first name that came up. I said, man, you got to check out this cat from the Bay Area. His name was Joel Del Rosario. He's bad. And so I pulled up your page on my phone, and I said, this is the name of his record, and go check him out, because I think as indie artists, we have a different route that we have to go to get our name out there. So the way that you support you know, artists like you and myself is word of mouth. You have to let people know, hey, there's some other players out there that you should be checking out that have a voice, that have something to say, you know, in this music. So, you know, that whole new generation tag that Mike has been plugging, it's important. So I feel the same way about Joel. You know, we have a lot of late night chats, you know, on Facebook, and you know, we're looking forward to doing some good music together. So when you guys hear this track, you're gonna love it. You know, I can't wait. I can't wait for it to come out.
Yeah, it's gonna be
good.
And
I'm looking forward to it too.
Yeah, definitely. Same
wow.
Here.
I'm looking forward to it as well. Well, cool. Thank you, Tony.
No problem.
Yeah, thanks,
no problem.
Appreciate it.
At all. Let me get in here to this rehearsal. You guys have a good Sunday afternoon. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Okay, you take care.
All right, you have a good one.
All right.
All right, bye-bye. All right, we're looking forward to that. Definitely looking forward to that. So let's get back into some more music. The next song is Midtown. Tell me about this one.
Midtown, I wanted to highlight a friend of mine. His name, the sax player on this track is named Alessio Manguluyo, and they refer to him as the Cat. If you remember the old Bobby Brown album, Don't Be Cruel, there was a song on that album that he had played saxophone for. And he's a Bay Area musician. Just like Tony and I were talking about earlier on, there's a lot of musicians out there that have been around for such a long time, but nobody's really heard about them, you know, outside of, you know, their area. Alessio is one of these guys, fantastic saxophone player. And this song, when I brought the idea to a couple of friends of mine, it reminded them of New York, you know, and I said, what's a good title for this track? And they said Midtown would be a good track. And also, I changed it a little bit. It used to be a little bit more R&B, but then I added like a reggae feel to it towards the second half of the song.
Okay. All right, this is Midtown from Coast to Coast. Thank you. Very Mellow. That was Midtown from Joel Del Rosario's new CD, Coast to Coast. You can find that on his website, jdrjazz.com. And you can also follow him on Twitter, jdr_guitar. So now, Joel, are you playing in the Bay Area?
Yeah, in the Bay Area.
Where are you playing?
Actually, in July. Like, I have Will Clark. And we're going to be doing a show. We're trying to get a show together down in Vallejo with the people down at Ozcat Radio. And on the 23rd. So we're trying to lock that down and make sure that we have everything ready. So that's going to be exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. Will Clark is a keyboard player from Los Angeles, great songwriter as well. So we're teaming up just as I'm teaming up with Tony XM Jr. So, you know, writing some music together and planning some show dates.
Now, you met him, and he's also known as Sure Will. So did you meet him on Facebook as well?
Yes, we all met. You know, most of the artists that I've been running across are from Facebook. Like, I met Sure Will,
okay.
And we're supposed to do a couple of shows together, but it didn't pan out. But you know what? I mean, the most important thing was that we got together, we became friends, and now we're working together. So everything worked out.
Okay. Now, Joel, what drew you to jazz?
What drew me to jazz? When I was in high
school,
I'm classically trained actually on viola. So I was ever since middle school I was playing the viola, and I learned classical guitar. But when I was in high school, I went to school of the arts here in San Francisco, and they had a jazz band, and I heard them play one time, and I was just man, this is cool. I saw the guitar players, I saw the the bass and the drums, and I just thought it was really cool, and I liked the music that they played. And you know, I was always a fan of smooth jazz ever since I was younger. We used to have KKSF here in the Bay Area, and I used to listen to that even when I was younger. And so by my junior or sophomore year, I said to myself, I'm gonna go ahead and get a teacher. I'm gonna learn how to learn the theory behind jazz. I'm gonna go ahead and start playing with a jazz band. And so from then on, I started playing with a jazz band. I got taught the basic theory of jazz, like improvisation, chord structures and stuff like that. And at the same time, I started writing music. And from then on, it just went from there.
And then, so after the viola, was the guitar your next choice or your choice of instrument?
Actually, the guitar was something that my dad had brought to my attention. He wanted me to learn how to play piano first, and guitar. We went to this one store one time, an old store, and he brought me my first guitar. I think originally I wanted to learn how to play the piano, but for some reason the guitar became something so close to me, because another thing that happened during that period of time where I started learning how to play guitar was that my mom had passed away of breast cancer. So the guitar became kind of like the solace for me, kind of like the healing for me. So whenever I'd be alone, or whenever I start to think, or whenever I'd be kind of like a little bit down, that's the thing that I would turn to, So I think that's what helped me become, I guess, a better guitar player and be able to put out my emotions by playing or writing music.
Okay, all right. Okay, Joel says we are lucky Joel didn't stick with the viola.
I still do. People still ask me if I play the violin or if I play the viola, and I still do. It's funny, people see me as a jazz guitar player, but, I'll bust out my viola or a violin sometimes, and they said, I didn't know that you know how to play the violin or the viola.
You should incorporate that in your next CD.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
there's
a lot of jazz violin players out there, that I'm seeing more and more.
Exactly, and there's some good ones as well. So yeah, you should think about adding that to your next project. That would be really good. All right, we're going to get back to some more music. Coast to Coast is the title track of the CD, And this is the, I'm sorry, Coast to Coast is the name of the CD. This is the title track. Title track from Joe Del Rosario's CD Coast to Coast, one of the songs that Mike helped him on that. Mike, you're back. How's it going there?
Yeah, I'm back, sir. I'm back over here. Patty Austin is now playing, and Ruba Sutter just got off the stage, and looks like everybody's going over to see Chuck Brown, the Godfather of Go-Go now. He's going to be up next. So everybody's heading over there to see him, so yeah.
All right. All right, then. So now, Joel. Mm-hmm. Tell us, I know that you're on tour with a gospel artist named Selah Flows.
Yes.
Did I pronounce that right? Okay. Tell us about him. You know, when I saw the name, I thought it was a female until I looked it up and saw that it's a guy.
Selah is, you know, he's a, I've been touring with Selah for the past maybe about almost 2 years now. And he's a fantastic guy, and he has a ministry, you know, sharing the Bible truth to like different churches. And what we do is that his means of sharing the gospel is through emceeing or rapping, and he has fantastic lyrics. If you have you know, access to the internet, go ahead and search him out. His name is Selah, S-A-Y-L-A-H. And actually, this Friday, we're going to be going over to Oregon to do a show down there at a church. But, you know, he's a fantastic guy with a fantastic message. And not only that, you know, I've run into a lot of rap artists before, and I have to admit, Selah has, like, a very a kind spirit. It's not egotistical, you know, and he's a really fantastic person to work with, and I enjoy it. And we do a live show, you know. Most rap artists, you know, when they do the shows, they like to do it with tracks. But when we do Selah shows, we do it live. So we have like two keyboard players, drums, guitars. You know, we really bring it. And it's just an exciting show because, you know, you get all the people jumping up. You know, you get people coming up to the stage, you know, dancing and stuff like that. So it was really fantastic.
Oh, wow. Okay. And I also thought that Coast to Coast was your debut CD, but you actually have two other CDs, All Hymn and Calm in the Storm. Now, are these still available?
Okay, here's the thing. The All Hymn CD, I only have like 3 or 5 copies left. But what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to go ahead and give out like a free MP3 to anybody that's signing up to my website for the newsletter. The Calm in the Storm is still available on iTunes via a download and also as a hard copy through CD Baby.
Okay. All right. Mike, do you have any questions?
Okay. No, I don't really have any. I mean, I talked to Joe so much anyway. I don't really have any asking that. You know, I mean, like you mentioned earlier, we chat every day, so. It's like, I don't have a formal question to ask him, so.
All right, well, I'm going to play the last song. This is one of Joel's favorite, Been Good to Me. Tell me about this one, Joel.
This one song I wrote when my daughter was a couple of months old. I mean, well, actually, it was a couple of weeks old. When she was about, like, 2 weeks old, she got really sick, and we had to bring her to the emergency room in the hospital, and she was suffering from some kind of, like, ailment. You know, and we were there for like a month, and I said, you know, like, I mean, I've always had it in my heart to write a song for my children, and I have 2 wonderful kids, I have a wonderful wife, and just a little story behind this track. When I was writing it, when I was tracking the vocals to this one track, I was actually carrying my daughter, you know, Callie, in my arms while tracking the vocals here in my studio. But this song is like a thanks, you know, like to give thanks to God for everything that He's done, you know, and just to thank God for my family, for my, you know, for my kids, for my wife, for everything that He's done,
mm-hmm.
and also to thank, you know, just to thank, you know, God for the ability to write music and to meet, you know, you people like you, definitely, you know, Mike Reynolds and all these fantastic people that I've been running to because of this music, because of the opportunity, because of the gift that He's given me. So this track right here is just, you know, it means a lot to me, not only because, you know, because of my daughter, but it means a lot to me because, you know, it's just, this is the core of what I believe. This is the core of why I write music. It's to thank God for everything that He's done, and not only that, but to also kind of encourage people. I know that we live in a season where things are really difficult, whether it be financial, mm-hmm. emotional, or, you know, things that are going on in people's lives. But the core of Joel Del Rosario is just to encourage people and tell them that there's a hope, you know, to keep their head up and to keep on pressing and moving forward, because, you know, there is hope at the end, you know, and if you keep on pressing forward, you're going to make it.
Yes, it's a light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes we don't see it, but it's there. Yes. All right, this has Been Good to Me. was Been Thank Good you. To Me from Joel Del Rosario's Coast to Coast CD. Very nice, Joel. Very nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome. I'm so happy for you on this CD. Congratulations again. And, you know, I wish you were coming to Vegas to perform somewhere, but we'll just have to come there to see you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, hopefully we'll cross paths. You know, I was actually in Vegas just a couple of weeks ago for my birthday.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't know I would have met you for drinks.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We could have met for drinks.
Yeah,
that was cool.
All right.
So now you're on tour with Selah. Anything else coming up for you in terms of performances?
Besides the Selah and the Will Clark, definitely San Jose Jazz Festival. I'll be playing as a part of San Jose Jazz Festival in September. You know, in August.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to that. I'll definitely post that on my webpage, but that's definitely locked in. And then after that, I think, you know, Will Clark and I are working on some dates together. Sorry, you can hear my kids in the back. You know, but we're working on some dates for the future. So I'll keep everybody posted on my website.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining us. Again, Joel's CD is called Coast to Coast. It is available on his website, jdrjazz.com. You can follow him on Twitter, jdr_guitar, and hit him up on Facebook. Send him a friend request as well. Thank you again for joining us, Joel, and congratulations again.
Thank you for having me, Terry. I really, really appreciate it.
It's been our pleasure. I love the CD, love the music, and definitely support the artist and pick up the CD for sure.
Definitely.
Pick the CD up today. Yes, it's available now, so pick it up. All right, well, Joel, you have a great day, and I will be seeing you on Facebook and hopefully somewhere in the future performing.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much, Terry. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. You have a great day.
Hey, you too now. You take it easy now, Terry.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Again, that was Joel Del Rosario, guitarist. His CD is called Coast to Coast. Definitely pick that up. Support the artist and definitely pick that up. Mike hung up again, so I guess he's listening to somebody at the Capital Jazz Fest. He's having a great time. Tomorrow night, Monday, June 6th, we are talking to Chuck Loeb and Harvey Mason of 4Play. They have formed a new group called Deeper Inner Groove, and it's also known as DIG. So we will be talking to them about that and playing some music from their Let's Touch the Sky CD. Chuck Loeb has been with them for about a year now, so I'm looking forward to talking to him to see what it's been like for him playing with the supergroup 4Play. So tune in tomorrow night for that, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Thank you to Anisha, Lori, Carol, all of the guests, and especially to Joel for joining us in the chat room. Joel from Germany, Lori, thank you all for hanging out with me today. I'm going to close the show, of course, with Hey, It's the Weekend, because I love the song. So I'm going to close the show with that. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, Jazz Queen, and Mike Reynolds. And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you again tomorrow night. Until then, keep it smooth.